septic tank, 240 feet supposedly, if it was put in, but you can't tell because there were no inspection reports or anything, of filtration line. I talked to John Soutte, and John tells me that what would be required for that size of a house would be a 1,500-gallon septic tank and 1,800 square feet of filtration line. So we've got...
Which this one has a 1,000-gallon peat mossed secondary treatment system on it that we looked at on the original. I was the permit agent when it originally came through.
Well, there was,
and I pulled up the lid on the peat moss system to check the peat moss. So it has actually 2,000 gallons of storage. And you're correct.
Kind of
we don't know how many
feet.
No,
your permit, there was not a nothing. No, there was not any kind of inspection report.
Oh, and I didn't do the original permit. Every nightly rental we go look.
Okay.
Because you just don't know for sure if it's failing, not failing. So
well,
we just go make sure.
I can tell you that according to the neighbor next door and to a worker that did work at our place as well as their place, it did fail in 2016.
And if it does fail, he'll be required to go full gamut of the permit and soils evaluation, and that would be part of the process.
There was the soil. The permit was not only for the two-bedroom small house. It was for the lot across the street. So, this was a mess up from the start. So we've got an inadequate septic system along with the other problems. Plus, we got a neighborhood that's totally residential. About, I would say, a pretty good proportion of the people live there. And they're opposed, and they're going to come tell you that. It's not compatible. This is the same old story, one after the other, that we don't believe that nightly rentals are compatible with residential neighborhoods. And I don't understand why this permit was ever granted in the first place. And I'm asking you guys to accept our appeal and deny the permit. Thank you.
Thank you. Benita, is anyone signed up to speak for or against?
You could just call for everybody that's for and have them come
everybody
up one to one.
Everybody that's left in the room.
Quite a stack. Oh, that's going to take a while. Thea and Warren?
Yeah.
We are going to enforce the 5 minutes, otherwise we're going to be here until midnight.
All right. Keep this brief. We moved here from Iowa 8 years ago, built a brand new architect-designed home, and we're really concerned about what we see happening all around us. We live at 801 Hillcrest, which is maybe three blocks from this property. And we either have rules or we don't. I mean, we want to protect our neighborhood. It's different if you're living next to a place that people are in and out and in and out. You guys know that. We're not telling you anything you're not aware of.
Of course, this area is part of Oakmont Association. And Oakmont Association there's no nightly rental. Well, it doesn't really say nightly rentals.
Commercial.
It says not for commercial use. But what is a nightly rental? To me, it's a commercial use. So that's part of our CCRs or what? I don't know.
So your address is on Hillcrest?
Yes.
I've got the map up now.
801 where we can see. Hillcrest, right.
Do you know which one it is?
Yeah,
it's here?
On close to the corner.
Close to the corner.
Go the left. West, yeah.
Or down on the other side.
On the other
right
side.
There,
right there.
Right there.
Get out.
Yep.
Yeah, I mean, this issue is just exploding. I mean, I feel for you guys, but protect us, help us. We moved here. We love the Ozarks. We love the lake. We wanted to have a neighborhood. And, we feel like we live in Hotel Central.
Okay.
Thank you. Roger? Braden, maybe? You must be a doctor.
Well, Well, I'm really against it. My wife and I own 15 lots within stone's throw of that house. And I know that it's been on a rental for a while. And most of the time, pretty well-behaved people, you know. Everything was nice. But on one occasion, I thought a girl over there was being raped and murdered. You know, it was so loud, you know. And it was a wild party. And I sure don't enjoy that. I'm sure the rest of the neighbors don't enjoy it. And I'm concerned about, I think it devalues our neighborhood. And I think everybody in it, I think it hurts them. And I think you ought to consider that. I guarantee you, if you lived there, you wouldn't want to be next door to it. If it come next to your house, you'd vote no. You don't want it. That's what I believe. But I'm not very happy about it. And the other thing, I have firsthand information. I knew the builder that built the house, and he was a good friend. But I didn't know anything about how it was permitted, but I understand it was permitted by the previous owner of the lots that he bought. But in the first few years that Stacy Mitchell lived there, that was a family of four. And he came to me and borrowed my sewer eel twice when the house was that new with just four occupants. And I don't know how many people had been over there, but my guess it was 15 or 20. That sewer system is going to be putting sewage in the lake if they don't do something about it. And then we really got a problem. And we got a dock down there, and I don't want sewage all over it, you know. So I hope you all disapprove this thing.
Thank you, Roger. Nancy?
Was the Pete system that you...
Do I have Tony, you say?
Yeah, Tony.
What's that?
Was that Pete system that you
saw? You guys have quite a stack.
What's the last system? Name?
Yeah, that's what.
Nancy Gunkel?
I have to pull the permit and see. Chairman, this is actually your representative for the homeowner. He could not make it, so.
Okay.
Just letting you know.
I apologize. I would have had you go first.
That's okay.
So, please go.
And she will be a party to the case, so, because it's their home.
Okay.
Yeah, we're a little frustrated, obviously. As we understood it, we were here because there was a conflict in scheduling. A lot of stuff that they're saying is irrelevant and untrue. The septic, Scott, he's been out there. What they're referring to in 2016 was actually a clogged sewer, which it was immediately fixed. And as the gentleman just spoke, he said most of the guests have been good guests. It was with another property management company. We are small. We're family-owned and operated. We really monitor the people that we allow to come to our properties. We've got a maintenance team of two that can be out in 2 minutes. Jessica, she does reservations. She does a lot of the screening. As I said before, we on the weekends when we have guests there, we drive by late at night. We make sure there's no commotion. We have sensors in our units that it will tell us how many cell phones connect to like the internet, any devices that connect to the internet, as well as a noise monitor. So if they're getting rowdy, we're alerted.
Loud music, any of that kind of thing, we are alerted of that via these monitors.
Yeah.
Are you the property manager?
I'm on site. Valerie Budd is over all of us.
Okay.
There's probably about 50 rentals in the Oakmont facility. About 23, 24 of them we actually manage.
And your company is?
RentBranson.com.
Okay.
And it was Amazing Branson before. Oh, so, we disagree. We've never had any issues, any complaints. We follow the rules. We don't sneak and do nightly rentals without permits. So we would just ask that this owner, you know, he's always trying to do is offset some of his costs. They're down here frequently with their family and his brother. So, you know, he just wants to be able to offset that.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
You bet.
Jessica?
That's me. I was with her.
I can't tell. There's Roger, did you sign up twice? 1477 Oakwood?
Yes.
You want to speak again? Is that what you're saying?
Oh, no.
Okay. Linda Boker?
Hi. Thank you.
Or is it Bokel?
It's Bokel, but that's okay, fine. You can call me anything you want. I spoke 2 months ago, and I won't reiterate a lot of what I said then, but I don't know if that has been read or not, so I'm going to go over some of that. And I just want to say the purpose of planning and zoning is to establish boundaries for land use groups. The home on Oakwood, which is the subject of this appeal, is part of Oakwood Estates subdivision. This subdivision has covenants which are recorded and on file at the recorder's office, and the covenants specifically state all lots in said subdivision shall be for residential use unless specifically designated as commercial property, and no residential lot may be used for any commercial purpose. Nightly rentals are inconsistent with single-family residential use. These operations are no different than a hotel business where different, unknown, unrelated people can be in the rental multiple times a week, and in some cases there's numerous families at once, especially in this house. They were packing them in. Short-term rentals are incompatible with the intended use of this property. Short-term rentals are incompatible with the intended use of the subdivision. This home is in a neighborhood of single-family residential homes on lots that are close together, and short-term rental of any of these homes is a concern of every surrounding residential home in this neighborhood. The rating system that Taney County Planning Department uses to determine if short-term rentals are appropriate for this location recognize this fact. The rating this property received from Planning Department was negative. The rating was negative because short-term rentals are incompatible with the intended use of the neighborhood. In addition to the negative rating, numerous neighbors spoke, wrote, signed a petition to make their opposition to this property becoming a short-term rental known. Since this house is part of a subdivision, it affects everyone in the subdivision and the surrounding single-family residential neighborhoods. Other properties with a higher rating than this one were denied permits. Why would this property be approved for short-term rental when other properties with higher ratings and less neighbor opposition have been denied? What exactly are the standards of the Planning Commission? The objective standards should be used. There were planning commissioners who voted to deny, and there were some who voted to approve. What was the basis for the people who voted to approve? I don't see what basis they used. When the neighbors presented their opposition last fall, not all planning commissioners were at that meeting. Then at the next meeting where the applicant was approved, the applicant was allowed to speak and none of the neighbors were, with the more commissioners there. And those more commissioners voted when they didn't hear the original neighbors speak. Based on the rating, the incompatibility, and the opposition, short-term rentals should have been denied. But I don't think all of the commissioners heard all of that evidence. At the last meeting of this appeal on March 21st, there was another case, the one on down near Majestic, where I heard a member of this board here say, well, that subdivision was intended to be a residential subdivision for people who wanted to send their children to Branson schools, and therefore that's why it would be denied. We are in a residential subdivision, a long-established residential subdivision. These houses have all been used for residential purposes from day one. So why would this change now? So by that same reasoning, this permit should be not denied. This home is surrounded by other homes of just residential use, people who live there, and it is not compatible to allow a nightly rental. These homes were marketed and sold as single-family residential homes. People invested their money to live in a residential subdivision and a neighborhood. I invested a great deal of money in rebuilding my home that I've owned here for 34 years based on the fact that I knew it was an